Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Grant us, O Lord, to trust in you with all our hearts. For as you always resist the proud who confide in their own strength, so you never forsake those who make their boast of your mercy. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
A reading from the book of Isaiah. Say to those who are of a fearful heart, be strong, do not fear. Here is your God. He will come with vengeance, with terrible recompense. He will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then the lame shall leap like a deer, and the tongue of the speechless sing for joy. For water shall break forth in the wilderness, and streams in the desert. The burning sand shall become a pool, and the thirsty ground springs of water. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Let us read Psalm 146 together in unison. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, O my soul. I will praise the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praises to my God while I have my being. Put not your trust in rulers, nor in any child of earth, for there is no help in them. When they breathe their last, they return to earth, and in that day their thoughts perish. Happy are they who have the God of Jacob for their help, whose hope is in the Lord their God, who made heaven and earth, the seas and all that is in them, who keeps his promise forever, who gives justice to those who are oppressed and food to those who hunger. The Lord sets the prisoners free. The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord cares for the stranger. He sustains the orphan and widow, but frustrates the way of the wicked. The Lord shall reign forever. Your God, O Zion, throughout all generations. Alleluia.
Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Mark. Jesus set out and went away to the region of Tyre. He entered a house and did not want anyone to know he was there. Yet he could not escape notice. But a woman whose little daughter had an unclean spirit immediately heard about him, and she came and bowed down at his feet. Now the woman was a Gentile of Syrophoenician origin. For it is not fair to take the door and throw it to the dogs. But she answered him, "Sir, even the dogs have to pay for the children's dogs." Then he said to her, "Say that you may go. The demon has left your daughter." So she went home, found the child lying on the bed.
In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
I was 15, and like a typical teenager, I slept late on a Saturday morning. It was probably almost Saturday afternoon by the time I got up, and I decided to take a hot shower without eating anything. I don't know if you know this, but teenagers tend to have pretty low blood pressure. And taking a hot shower when there's nothing in your belly and you're a teenager is probably not a great idea. I didn't know that at the time. My mother was in the bedroom just down the hallway from the bathroom where I was taking a shower, and she was cleaning up, and I fainted. My mother heard the sound of my body hitting the floor, which I imagine was not a very nice sound. I'm glad I can't remember it. My mother stands at about 5'3". She rushed to the bathroom door, called my name, and I didn't respond. So she tore the door off, hinges and all. We still joke about it. How in the world did she do that? I have no idea. But I do know that there is something fierce about a mother's love for her child, and they can sometimes do extraordinary things if they think that their child is in danger. Extraordinary things. This week, there was a picture of a little Syrian boy, a toddler, who died as his family was trying to escape. And someone took a picture of his little body lying on the beach. How many of you saw that picture? It went viral. When I saw that picture, I felt this reaction in my gut, like I wanted to tear a door off of its hinges. And I don't really think you need to actually have had children to get that response. It's something deep within us, this desire to protect our children. It was so unfair to see that beautiful baby boy with those chubby toddler legs who was gone now. He never had a chance to even impact the world. He was gone. And it hit me in the gut. And I guess it hit the people in Britain in the gut, and Germany, I heard, and Austria this morning. Partially because of that picture of that baby, they're opening the doors to these refugees. Thank God. So they can find a place to be. Did you know that the woman in this gospel is from Syria? It says in the gospel that she was of Syrophoenician origin. She was a Syrian mother. And she was going bonkers because her daughter was very, very sick. It says in the Gospel of Mark that the little girl, and we don't know how old, we just know she was little, that she had a demon. And you've heard me talk about demons in the New Testament before, but I remind you that back in Jesus's time, there was no divorce between the medical, the psychological, and the spiritual. There was no separation of those disciplines. It was all one umbrella. The child was not evil or bad, but something was possessing the child. Now, today, we could call it an illness. It could have been epilepsy. If you see someone falling on the ground and foaming at the mouth, that looks like possession, doesn't it? We just have a medical term for it now. Or maybe the little girl had stopped eating. Maybe she was anorexic. Maybe she was hurting herself. Maybe she was so depressed that she couldn't get out of bed and was crying. Who knows? You know what? For Mark, the writer of the gospel, it was not important what exactly she had, as much as it was important that she was not well, and that her mother couldn't help her. Her mother could not fix it. And her mother had that kind of desperate love that happens when a parent needs to rescue their child but doesn't know how. I don't know how this woman did it, but she must have torn a door off that house, because she gets inside a house that Jesus thought was empty. Maybe she climbed in the window. Maybe she tore the door off its hinges. Maybe she lay hiding in the house and didn't answer. I don't know. But she was desperate. And Jesus was exhausted. You know, David and Carl and I did this really interesting test. It's a psychological assessment of how you work with a staff. And one of the most interesting parts of this exam that we each took was it shows your normal self and how you function when things are relatively comfortable. But then the most interesting part was it also shows you yourself under stress. Most of us are able to function pretty well under normal circumstances, but when we're under stress, that's when we do weird stuff, right? That's when we do stuff that we really wish we hadn't done. My best explanation for how Jesus behaves in this gospel is that he too was under stress. Jesus went to Tyre and Sidon because the Jews were not there. He was trying to get away from people. And Jesus had been taught, like all good Jews, that the Jews were the people of God, that they were children of God and everyone else was not, that they were truly human and everyone else was not. Other people were like animals. The message was for the Jews and for the Jews only. So Jesus went away because he was so exhausted by so many people asking him to fix their problems that he was trying to get a moment of peace. And he thought if he went to an area where there were no Jews, well, then he wouldn't have to heal anybody. Made sense, since everybody else weren't people, or that's what he had been taught. He goes to this particular house, and Mark explains this very carefully, because nobody's there. Have you ever been so desperate to be alone that all you want to do is run away from everybody and shut the door? That's what Jesus felt like. He was trying to hide. But this woman, she was too desperate to care anything about Jesus' peace of mind because her child was in pain. So I have no idea how she got in the house, but she got in and she falls down at Jesus' feet and begs him to heal her daughter. And Jesus, well, he's rude. He just parrots what he's been taught. You know, I'm not supposed to come for the dogs. You're not a person. You're a dog. I'm supposed to come for the Jews. But the woman, she doesn't care that she's being called a dog. She doesn't care about herself. All she cares about is her child. She doesn't play the victim. She doesn't feel bad or cry. She doesn't even blink. She turns right around and says, "Yes, but even the dogs are able to get the crumbs from under their master's table." And then there's this moment where Jesus looks at her. Mark writes that Jesus looks at her. He sees her. And although Jesus was human, the Son of God also was willing to change his mind. In that moment, he realized that everything he had been taught was wrong. That this woman was not a dog. She was a human being. She was a mother. She loved her child. Jesus sees her. And he knows that she has faith. Did you know that there are only 2 long-distance healings in all of the Gospels? 2 times where Jesus heals someone without even seeing them, without even touching them or talking to them. And this was one of those times. That little girl, however far away she was, she never sees Jesus or hears his voice, but she's made well because her mother won't stop asking. When you pray, I want you to think of this mother. Most of us, I think, somehow feel that our prayers won't make a difference. We watch the news, and I don't know about you, but I feel powerless to help. What can I do? I'm so small. Maybe I should just pray for my family and the people in this church and keep my world small, because I can't handle all the pain that's out there, all the violence and terror and horror. I can't handle the dead child on the beach. So I go inside my own little world and I stop praying for the big stuff. But that little child is your child and my child. And like the mother, like this Syrian mother, we have to keep on asking. Jesus is very clear that we're supposed to be like that persistent widow that keeps bothering the judge. You know that parable? She keeps bothering the judge over and over again, asking for what she wants until finally the judge gives in. Ask and you will receive. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened, even if you have to tear it off its hinges. When you pray, you need to ask for everything. For everything. And you need to pray all the time. We need to pray all the time. I still believe that if we have the persistence of that mother and the love of that mother for this world, that we can make a difference. Your prayers are powerful. Don't ask me how and don't ask me when either, but I do believe that they have power, so don't give up. And you know that mother, she didn't just pray, she also did. She looked, she searched, she wouldn't take no for an answer. And that's what we're supposed to be like, brothers and sisters. Until this earth is full of peace and harmony, we have our work cut out for us. We must pray and do all that we can. Your prayers make a difference. Please don't ever forget that. Amen.
Please stand as we reaffirm our faith through the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again. In accordance with the Scriptures, he ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. Through the Father and the Son, he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. We acknowledge the baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Almighty God, we live in a frightening world. You promised through your Son, Jesus Christ, to hear us when we pray in faith. Hear us now as we pray to you. For the peace of the whole world, that nations and peoples may come to understand and respect one another. We pray especially for an end to the violence in the Middle East and on the streets of our own cities. Lord, in your mercy, for the poor, the sick, the lonely, and those who are grieving, that they may find comfort and solace in your presence. I invite you to speak the names of those in need aloud. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
For this community, that we may boldly serve you without fear. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
For the city of Jacksonville, that your Holy Spirit may inspire us to revitalize the urban core. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
For the earth, that we may use its fruits to the glory and for the good of all creation. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
For all who have died, that they may see you face to face. We remember especially Dick Prather. I invite you to speak the names of those who have died aloud. Lord, in your mercy, for the birth of Henry Cohen Moody. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
For the courage to face our own limitations, faults, and failings, and for the gift of your mercy. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Almighty God, who created us in your image, grant us grace fearlessly to contend against evil and to make no peace with oppression, and that we may reverently use our freedom. Help us to employ it in the maintenance of justice in our communities and among the nations, to the glory of your holy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life. Amen. Please stand. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
Please be seated. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the cathedral. We're so glad you're here. If you're new or visiting and you raise your hand, the ushers will bring you a gift. We're so glad you're here, but you have to keep it up until they find you. So there you go. Welcome, welcome. New people, David is right here, and he's going to be in the back of the church. He can answer any of your questions, show you where to go to coffee hour. Thanks, David. Yeah, great. Okay. There are also little cards in your pew, newcomer cards. Also talking about prayer, do you all know that we have the Daughters of the King that pray for everyone by name? So there is a little card in your pew, and every Sunday, if you want special prayers, you can write those down, and the daughters will be sure to pray for you. Also, after you receive communion, we have people who will lay hands on you and pray with you at the two side altar stations. Every Sunday, someone is there to pray with you. So, and that's confidential and good, so don't forget. We are blessed with having Father David here and Father Carl, who is off meeting with youth teachers. Father Raja is in Orlando speaking at an Arabic Christian conference this weekend. So we're blessed with everybody being able to move around. We also have prayer lists in the back of the church of people who are sick in the congregation if you want to take those home and pray for them. Wonderful Wednesdays have started. Dinner is at 5 and classes from 5:30 to 7:30. They're all in your bulletin. A lot of wonderful things. This Friday is September 11th, which is a hard anniversary for many of us. We have a concert every September 11th in which children from all the public school systems all over the city come and sing. And they pray for peace. It's called the Sister Cities Concert. That's at 6 o'clock on Friday evening, and it's pretty heart-wrenching, so you all are invited to come. Also, next Sunday, September 13th, after this service, we have a free lunch and a wonderful offering. Earl Evans, who's the director of Baptist Age Well Institute, is going to talk about how you can age fearlessly and intentionally. So if you want to learn more about how to face that aging with courage, come to church and then go to lunch afterwards and listen to him speak. You can RSVP to Sue Ingeman if you want to attend. Oh, I want to mention also, it's a little hot in here today. We had lightning strike the church. The Holy Spirit struck the church. So, but they did break the AC. We've got it back working now, but it takes a while to cool this building down. So it's not terrible in here, but it's a little warmer than normal, and that's why. Okay, it's not because we set the thermostat too high. Remember the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, how he said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive."
Thank you.
be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, for you have laid your hand of mercy upon us, opening our eyes and ears, our hearts and minds, to receive your grace through Jesus Christ our Lord, who has done everything well. Therefore we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. Give thanks to you, O God, for the goodness and love which you have made known to us in creation, in the calling of Israel to be your people, in your word spoken through the prophets, and above all in the word made flesh, Jesus, your Son. For in these last days you sent him to be incarnate from the Virgin Mary, to be the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In him you have delivered us from evil and made us worthy to stand before you. In him you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. On the night before he died for us, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, according to his command, O Father,
we remember his death, we proclaim his resurrection, we await his coming in glory.
And we offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, O Lord of all, presenting to you from your creation this bread and this wine. We pray you, gracious God, to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ and his blood of the new covenant. Unite us to your Son and his sacrifice that we may be acceptable through him, being sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In the fullness of time, put all things in subjection under your Christ and bring us to that heavenly country where with all your saints we may enter the everlasting heritage of your sons and daughters. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church, and the author of our salvation. By him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Gifts of God for the people of God.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart through Christ our Lord. Amen. And may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen.